Hi, welcome to Infone Customer Services. How can I help?
I've been away overseas, and I come back, and my computer, it, when I get onto my emails, it comes up as cannot connect to server. It comes up on the screen.
It says cannot connect to server.
Yeah, correct.
Can you do you you have a broadband connection with us?
Yeah.
Can you please help me out with the customer account number?
My 810626.
Give me a moment. So it's 810626. Okay, I just checked the accounts with Durati Constructions. That is the business name, and I see that the owner's name is Mr. Michael Durati. So, okay, so Michael, I see that you have only $6.09, which is showing up as spending on your account, and you say that your laptop is playing up.
Yeah. I get emails on my phone, but I don't get anything on my laptop.
You're not getting anything on your laptop, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, let me check your connection, sir. Are you in front of the internet modem?
Yeah.
Bear with me. Let me check. Can you please check the lights on the modem?
Yeah, they're all blue. Is on.
I've got two green, a red, and the hi-fi, whatever it's called.
Sir, you are supposed to have another NBN box in your premises. That should be a white color box.
That should
be installed somewhere inside the property.
Yeah, I've got that. That's there. It's all blue, and just two blue lights are flashing.
Okay. So your internet is connected, sir.
I'll just try if I can.
I think your laptop is playing up. It's not the internet connection, sir. You can connect the Wi-Fi to your phone and use the internet and connect other devices to your internet.
Well, this site cannot be reached. Let's see if I try and do me banking.
Mm-hmm. Try to. It says the site cannot be reached, right?
Yeah. If I Google, I go to Google.
Do what? You go to Google?
Yeah.
You see the Google page it is coming up?
Login.
You don't need to log into Google. Go to the search bar in Google.
Yeah, I'm in it. Yeah.
Yeah, search YouTube.
All right, I'll do it again.
Type YouTube.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll just go back. Sorry.
Sure.
Just YouTube, U-T-U-B-E.
Yeah, it's YOUTUBE.
Oh, sorry.
Any website opened?
This site cannot be reached.
Do you have a desktop or a laptop?
Hey?
Do you have a desktop or a laptop?
It's a laptop.
Okay. Go to, it's a Windows laptop or it is an Apple Mac?
Apple MacBook Pro.
It's a MacBook. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see the Wi-Fi option on in your MacBook?
If I go, where do I go to?
Connections, like you see Wi-Fi is connected.
To settings.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are the options do you see?
Well, before I didn't have it Wi-Fi. It was on general.
Go to general.
I'm in settings now. And it's got you and Google, auto and passwords, privacy and security, performance, appearance. Does that make sense to you?
No, sir. You need to find out the Wi-Fi option, the connections.
All right, I'll get out of it. I'll get it. I'll go to...
Do you know your Wi-Fi name,
system,
sir?
Do I go to system settings, do I?
No, sir. You actually need to check, like, do you know your Wi-Fi name?
No. Why would I need that?
Do you have any other devices in your house which can connect to the internet?
Oh, the Wi-Fi. In the box here, what the Wi-Fi is. I read it in, I've got it here in front of me. It's a Telstra box. The password is T6RT.
Yeah, that's okay, that's okay. I'm asking you, sir, do you have any smartphone in your house? Any extra smartphone?
No.
Which mobile handset do you use?
Just my phone.
Which phone is it? Apple iPhone?
What I'm talking to you on.
Okay. Are you alone now?
Hey.
Do you have anyone there with you?
No.
Okay. Sir, now, you need to check your phone, the phone that you are using. Is it a smartphone or it is a brick phone?
I think it's an Apple.
It's an Apple too, right? Great. To check, check the Wi-Fi in your Apple iPhone.
How do I do that?
Scroll down from the top.
Scroll down from the top. I don't understand.
You see a window with a lot of options, which will slide down.
And settings, is it?
Mm-hmm, settings.
I go to settings?
Mm-hmm.
Do I?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm in settings now.
What options do you see?
Wi-Fi.
Go to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Go to select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi.
Not connected. Yeah. I've got Wi-Fi here.
Yeah. Select the Wi-Fi option.
It's not connected.
Yeah. It says not connected.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to select your Wi-Fi option. Okay.
So I click on that, do I?
Yes, you click on Wi-Fi. You search for the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi.
Oh shit! What do I do there? I've got Wi-Fi's off now. Oh Jesus!
Turn the Wi-Fi on.
How do I get that on? Oh Jesus! How do I get it on?
You click on it.
It
It's got AirDrop, AirPlay. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's on now. Yeah, yeah.
Wi-Fi is on.
Wi-Fi's on. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you see any Wi-Fi name that is connected?
I see Direct.
No, not Wi-Fi.
Optus, Telstra.
Yeah,
and another
which
one? Telstra. And other, but there's nothing there.
Yeah, try to see. You have a Telstra modem?
Yeah.
Select the Telstra Wi-Fi.
Which one? I've got two there. Oh, yeah, here. I've got to put my enter password.
Mm-hmm.
My Telstra password.
Yes.
Where's that? One second. Oh, yeah, I changed that. I can, yeah, that'll be my password getting into my internet, won't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right.
That will require the internet password.
Yeah.
You might have the password written somewhere.
No, I think I've got it.
Okay. The one that you have got in the modem, that is the modem password. You don't need that. That is required for technical support.
Where it's got space, it's got join there. So I just press join.
Mm-hmm. Join.
You can also access this Wi-Fi network. Incorrect password for Telstra. Oh, shit.
Try the other Telstra network. Got one.
Yeah, how do I get back council?
Mm-hmm. You said that you have two Telstra Wi-Fi networks.
Yeah,
try the other. Try the other one.
Yeah, but it's disappeared, the other one. It was there before.
Refresh it. It might reappear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Wait.
No problem, sir. Take your time.
Well, that's the password I use to get into my internet. That's the Telstra password. Right, I'll try it.
Sorry?
That's the password that I do to get into my internet that I've just used. I'll try another one. Wait a minute.
Sure.
No. Nah, it's not doing it. It's not going in, and that's I'm using the password I use to get into my emails.
Are you no, sir, not the email password, sir. You need the Wi-Fi password, sir.
I haven't got a Wi-Fi password.
Try the one that is okay. I'm doing on okay. Do one thing. Try the one that is present in the modem.
Hi.
Try the one that is present in your modem. It is written over there.
In my modem?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
You see, there is a password that is printed.
A password in my modem? Where? Oh. Oh, yeah, I see.
Okay. Try this one.
All right, I'll put that in there. Well,
mm-hmm.
No, I'll have to use the other one. 3-6. I'll go the other one.
Okay. Use the other one.
Not far out.
Sorry, sir.
Oh, that's a T. Oh, shit, that's my fault.
Okay, yeah. Type the password correctly, sir. You see
yeah,
there are alphabets and numbers which are typed.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
of
I know
the alphabets.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, listen, brother, I'm 74. You can hardly read the numbers.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Yeah. It's got Telstra, no internet connection. It's got a tick. It's got network.
Sir, check the Wi-Fi names. What are the Wi-Fi names that you see? Telstra, Optus, and any others?
Direct. 82HP, LaserJet, M110, Optus 531440L.
Okay. On your modem, you see there's a username.
Hi.
Just on your modem, there is a username. You see, just above the password, there is a username. And see, there are a few digits that are mentioned in the username.
I've got my password.
You don't have to tell me the password. You just check the username and connect to the correct Wi-Fi network, which matches the username.
I've got Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi name, Telstra. Oh, yeah, that's C-O-B-A. Yeah. That's C-O-B. O-B-A-D-3. Yeah, that's the one I've got to go off. Where's it got username? It hasn't got a username.
Okay, on your Telstra modem, you see there is a password. Just above the password, there is a username printed there.
Well, I have to get there and try it underneath this. Yeah.
Take your time, sir. You will have to connect to the Wi-Fi network, which matches the last four digits of the username.
Is that my NBN box? No.
That's
not in the NBN box, is it?
No, not the NBN box. That will be present on your Telstra modem.
Yeah, all right.
This is the reason we advise our customers to get a new modem, sir.
Where's it? Oh, username, yeah. Oh, I see it. Yeah. I'll get up.
Okay. Connect to the Wi-Fi network, which matches the username or the last three characters of the username. The last four characters. For example, your username says XYZ1121. So your Telstra Wi-Fi name says Telstra Z1121. So you have that.
No, wait,
is the,
I've got to get the username.
Oh, yeah, that is
the
how
username
you.
The username is aadmin. That's what's got on the username. A-D-M-I-N. Password Telstra. You there?
Mm-hmm. And now, what are the Wi-Fi names that you see there?
The Wi-Fi name is Telstra, C-O-8-A-D-3.
Give me 2 minutes, sir. Please be on the line.
Yeah.
Your internet is connected, sir. We ran a few tests as well. So I think that you're currently facing trouble with the modem. The modem is playing up, I think.
What do I do there?
Can you please try one more time to check the to connect to the Wi-Fi network? Like, do you remember the network that you used to log in when you used to log in before? Do you have it saved anywhere, like in your laptop or a smart TV?
It's this one here, isn't it? It's the one, the COO8AD3.
Try to connect to the same Wi-Fi network. Does it ask you for a password?
Yeah, I'll go to settings again. I'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
Wi-Fi. Telstra. Yeah. Well, it's got a tick beside it.
Then it is the one that is connected, sir. You can try to test it. Does it say connected?
Where should it say connected?
Is it blue?
Yeah, it is blue.
It's blue, right? Great.
Yeah.
Try to use the internet.
Huh?
Try to use the internet.
No, it still comes up. Far out. Shall I try and use Google?
Yes.
I'll try YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Taken a while to go into it. I don't know. Contouring and lighting for beginners. I think it's in there.
Yes, sir. It's on, I think.
I'll try. Oh.
You saw?
I should be able to, it's got Telstra, it's got a Google, search Google. Oh no, this site cannot be reached.
Restart your MacBook.
Hey?
Turn the MacBook off and turn it on again.
Yeah. Got to remember which is mine. Far out. Oh yeah, no, I know what it is. We're having trouble finding that site. Updates Thunderbird Net could not find. Please check the name and try again.
Check any other website. I do have the Apple website. Like, try apple.com.
Sorry?
Go to any, like, you have the Safari browser there?
Yeah.
Go to Safari browser.
Where do you want me to go?
Go to the Safari browser.
Where's that? Where's the Safari browser? Up top.
In your menu.
On my phone or on my computer?
On your MacBook, you will find it in your menu. In your phone, you will find it in your menu. I'm sorry.
In my phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm lost, mate. I'm lost. This is out of my leak. Why am I getting it on my phone and I ain't getting no internet?
Your phone is working on the internet?
Yeah, my phone is working on the internet, but my laptop
mm-hmm.
is not working on the internet.
Yeah, it's not working because you're not able to connect to the correct Wi-Fi network and... can you please search for the password? Because I think you might have changed the password. Because what happens when you select a Wi-Fi network, it automatically will connect if you have the password saved or if you have connected to that Wi-Fi network before.
All right, if I go to Google, can I put my Telstra password, my new password in there? Because when I go to Telstra to open up my internet, it automatically comes up. I'll tell you what it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you. Safari cannot open page because the server cannot be found. Oh, you got to be joking. I've lost everything now.
No, you have to go to the check your MacBook settings or try to connect.
I'm back in square one now with my phone.
Do you want a new modem to be sent to you?
Well, no. I haven't got any. I cannot connect the server as on my phone now, and it wasn't before.
Okay. Do you have
before.
A PIN?
Hey.
Do you have a PIN?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
PIN. I mean
a PIN.
Okay. Go to go in front of your modem, and on the back of the modem, you see there is a reset button. Reset. There is a tiny hole which says reset.
Oh, yeah.
Push the PIN inside that hole, and you will get to hear a click, like a tick sound, and you then pull
it
back.
Is that the green one?
Yeah,
Yeah,
there is a light and it says reset below it, and it's a tiny hole you will see.
It hasn't got a reset on, it's just got a green light.
Do you see there is a tiny hole on the back of the modem?
Where the hell? Yes, it's just got a green light.
Yeah, do you find a tiny hole there?
No.
Okay, restart the okay. Turn the Wi-Fi on in your phone. And check what is... Yeah, check what is the Wi-Fi name that you have connected to.
Oh, shit. How do I get to that now? I'm confused. How do I get to the Wi-Fi on my phone?
Go to settings.
Go to settings. Oh, yeah.
What are the options that you see?
I've got Telstra. Telstra is the same with a tick on it. Telstra with a tick on it.
Yeah, Telstra with a tick on it is the name of the Wi-Fi network that you need to connect to. Select that Wi-Fi network.
How do I get to the Wi-Fi network? What do I do to touch to get there?
You need to tap on it in your phone.
On Wi-Fi, on the Wi-Fi at the top. All right. I'm in Wi-Fi now. I go to settings. I tap.
Yeah. Now your phone is connected to the Wi-Fi, and please make a note of the name of the Wi-Fi network and connect to the same Wi-Fi network from your MacBook.
Oh, it's not. My phone's not. It's gone. Oh shit. My phone Wi-Fi is off. Do I press on for Wi-Fi?
Yes, you have to turn on the Wi-Fi, sir. If you turn it off,
it won't
connect.
Right. All right. So it's got networks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Now it's got Telstra.
Now your phone is... Yeah, it will say...
8226. All right.
Yeah,
so
it says Telstra 362886. That is the Wi-Fi name that you need to connect to. Okay, now you got it.
Write
it down. You have to, when you turn the Wi-Fi in your MacBook, you will get to see a lot of Wi-Fi networks will be available. Like some other Telstra networks might also be there. Or other brands like Optus, etc.
I'll click on that one. Yeah.
This is the one that belongs to this way. It says Telstra, and there is a that is this is what I was trying to tell you. So this is the number. That is Wi-Fi network belongs to you.
Please, just let me talk, please. Right.
Sure.
Now, I've got password. Now, I'll enter that password where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'll enter that. Is that right? That's what I got to do. I'll enter that now.
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
I've got to do it again. Sorry. T6. Oh, shit. Nah. Why?
Did you get it?
Nah. T6RTRE76CC. That's what I've got. And it's C-O-H-A. Oh, shit, that's the wrong one. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Why? So, it's that one. And I've got to put my password in. No. Oh, yeah. It'll come up automatically.
Yeah, it should come up automatically.
Will the password come up automatically?
Yeah, if the password is coming up automatically, then you just need to go ahead and select options and connect.
So where do I go ahead? I don't want to lose it now. What do I do?
Proceed according to the options that are coming up.
There's nothing. It doesn't say any options.
What does it say in front of? What do you see in the screen?
Forget this network. Auto join.
Auto join.
Password. Password is the same password which is on my modem.
Okay. Select auto join.
Sorry.
Select auto join.
Yeah, that's green.
Yeah, it's green.
Green.
Yeah. Now press the go to the home. Go to the main menu, try to browse the internet.
What on my phone, eh? I have to do it on my phone.
Whichever device
how do I browse it? How do I browse it? Do I go up and down or I don't. How do I get out of where I am? I just get out of it, do I?
Yes. Press the home button.
It still cannot connect to server. I can't do anything now.
Wait, let me... are you able to browse the internet in your phone?
No. It's got cannot connect to server.
Do you have anyone with you now?
Why is that?
If there is anyone, then I can ask the person to reset your modem.
Oh, they won't know. They won't know. It's only a lady, and I don't think she'll know.
Okay. I think, sir, what is happening is your modem is playing up somehow. You're not able to connect to the internet. Do you want a replacement modem? I mean, a new modem from us?
Yeah, but why is my phone not working?
Sir, do you have an internet pack in your phone? Which?
Do I have what?
Do you have a broadband pack? An internet pack on your phone? Which allows you to browse the internet when you're outside your house?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
You have that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll try to go into Google.
Yeah, go to Google and try to browse the internet once. Or if you have YouTube or any other applications like Amazon and all, so try to use the internet there.
Safari can't open the page because the server cannot be found. I was using this 20 minutes ago, and now I've lost everything altogether.
It was working 20 minutes ago?
Yeah.
You mean before you made a call to us?
Yeah. My phone was working. It was only my... laptop wasn't working.
Do you have a landline phone in your house?
No.
You don't have, right? Your internet connection is live, sir. I just checked again.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me... 2 minutes, sir. I'll just get it fixed and try to give me a moment. Please hold on the line.
Yeah, thanks.
Sir, let me call you back in 10 minutes, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.